It was moving right along.
It wasn't as good as I thought.
Yeah, I thought it was good too. Yeah, I'm just kidding. Let's see. So no evening services this coming Sunday and Sunday afternoon. And everybody's invited to go to Grenada Sunday for that meeting there. And as I mentioned in prayer, Dennis Faggart went on to glory this morning. And the funeral will be here Saturday at 1 o'clock. And visitations from 11 to 1. Everything here. So be praying for Dennis's family. And let's see. We'll have a short board meeting right after church in the conference room. And Am needs some help right after church. We're going to cut this a little bit short. Hope you don't mind, but we've got a funeral coming up. We need to do some house cleaning. We need to get a couple trees down. But they're easy. They're easy, guys. I have experience. They're easy. So, anyway, huh? Up in that front, everything should be in that front storage room up there. And the nativity scene, and tubs and everything should be up there. Okay. So, all you got to do, and I know from a vast experience on this, just do what she tells you to do and everything will be all right. Amen. Amen. All right. Praise God. Any other announcements or questions about anything? Yes, yes. Larry and Margaret, how long has Dennis been fighting? About 20 years? I mean, with the lungs and everything from the beginning? A long time. And they've had so many miracles. I mean, just what he did. And he went through this last procedure. He's supposed to go on intensive care. He didn't have to do that. He did great. Got home. And he just got a glimpse of heaven this morning. And I guess decided he wanted to go. So there he went. So anyway. But his wife Gwen found him, and he was in his chair. And he was unresponsive. So anyway. Also, the Hughes family. If any of you remember Rose Hill, used to be here in town. Billy Hughes, his son, Little Bill, passed away. Yeah, today. Yeah. So they found him just barely alive, and he didn't make it. So I don't know any of the details other than that. But anyway, a lot of things happening. So anyway, good things are happening as well, don't you think? Okay. Prayer request sheets going around? Okay. Who's got some good news? Sarah Beth. What's your good news, baby? You took a good test today. You did good on it, didn't you, baby? Was it a long test? 10 pages? She said, yeah. Really was 10 pages. I mean, can you imagine what she's going to have in the 12th grade? It's just kindergarten, pre-K. That is awesome. Awesome, awesome. Rose. Oh, woohoo! God. Praise God, girl.
Thank you,
Jesus. Woohoo! That's my Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Virgil. They don't get no better than that, boys and girls. Keith's dad and your mom. And that's your pop. That's right. Praise God. That's awesome. Who else got some good news? Judy.
Yesterday, she was
what's the Lord up to, y'all? I mean, it's good. But last Wednesday night was just along the same lines. Dreams and things. Oh. Oh, yes. That's right. Exactly. Yeah. Let's just pray right now and agree with that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we all join together, one spirit, one heart, one place. And we agree with Judy's prayer. We agree as touching that Janice is absolutely healed and whole and well. She will fulfill her life that you have destined for her. And Lord God, she will, and we ask, Lord God, that you put within her a strong determination to live and not die and to help those that she's destined to help and to be there. And Lord, she's just pray in the Holy Ghost, if you don't mind. Janice, I call you out of any bondage in your life now in the name of Jesus. I call you out. Satan, I bind you and I command you to stop your lies and your deception toward her. She is able to do exceedingly abundant above all. Lord God, she will receive all that you have for her. She can do all things through Christ who strengthens her. Lord God, give her, let her know, Lord God, just how valuable she is in every way. And Lord God, I thank you for a praying mama and a sister and a praying church. And Father, we lift up all the families that have lost today. Temporarily, physically. But Lord God, we pray for strength and help and hope. We pray, Lord God, that we stand on the word and faith will always win and love never fails. So Lord, we give you praise for all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Someone else have some good news? Okie dokie. Yes, you woke up this morning. That's good news. Tomb is empty. Sun came up. What?
I've been having a lot of strife with my kids. So I prayed about it and I told the devil, you know, I gave them notice that came out of my house.
Right.
For like a couple of weeks now, we cleaned up strife. Been like 2 weeks in the pod case separate.
All right. Yes. Prayer works, don't it?
Yeah. Yes.
Glory to God. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Anyone else? Going once. All right. Got any music up there? Praise leader. Thank you. Father, as we enter to this time to praise you, Lord, we thank you for the challenges, Lord God, that we thank you that we have victory over the challenges that we all face. And Lord God, we walk in joy, not in sadness. And we count it all joy, Lord God, because you have everything, past, present, and future. And Lord, your love is indescribable. May we experience it more and more. May we become more aware of how much you do love us. Change our thinking and our faith on that, Lord, to a deeper place with you. In the mighty name of Jesus, we worship you now.
Sound of nations rising up. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. I can walk down this dark and painful road. I can face every fear of the unknown. I can hear all God's children singing out. We will not be overtaken. We will not be overcome. The same power that arose Jesus from the grave, the same
said together, the same power that rose Jesus from the dead lives in me. Praise God. Isn't that great news? Great, great news. Hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you and we praise you. I just have to do a thing or two here. Brianna, I just want to hold my hand, baby, if you don't mind. I just want to tell you how glad I am your back is okay. And it's going to be all the days of your life. Amen. Jesus has done something great. Okay? And we're also happy. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're glad that you're with us tonight, my friend. Praise God. God's got great things in store for you, buddy. Amen. Father, I thank you for my friend. May his dreams come true. Lord, you tell us in your word that you give us life and life more abundantly. And one translation even says, beyond our dreams. We thank you for it. And I pray that he receive them, Lord God. And I pray that you bless him, protect him in every area of his life. Cause him to be in health and to prosper. And I thank you for the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Fill him, Lord God, with your word. Fill him with your spirit. And cause this hunger in him for you to never stop. In Jesus' name, amen. Love you, buddy. I like your shirt, too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Y'all got your Bibles? No? It's okay. John 10:10. If we could go there, please, let's just go in the King James first. And John 10:10, you know it. Jesus said, the thief comes but for to steal and kill and destroy. But I have come to give you life and life more abundantly. I said this Sunday, and I hadn't thought about it, but yet it just came out. You know, we read that scripture, and if you've been living for God any length of time, this scripture is real familiar to you. But it seems that our natural side of us puts so much weight on the front end of that scripture, what the devil can do, and what he does, and what his purpose is, instead of on what Jesus has done. So it's important that I'll just speak for myself. If you're okay with all this and you don't have a problem with it, I'm going to put more faith in what Jesus did than what the devil does. Amen. And the devil comes up for to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, "I've come." Has he come? Yes. And that means me, might have life. That we may have a long lifetime. And that they might have it more abundantly. Now, the Greek word there for abundantly means this. Let me find it. Superabundant. Everybody say superabundant. We ain't just abundant. You're superabundant. I mean, adjust my thinking. Rewind that tape. I am superabundant. I'm not just getting by. I'm not just blessed. Jesus said this is the life he's going to give us. Super abundant in quantity. That's stuff. Every asset we can have. And superior in quality. Not only are we going to be blessed, we're going to have a good life. A quality of life. Isn't that better? I mean, has your life gotten better since you started serving Jesus? Amen. Some of you, we've been living for the Lord so long, we forgot how it was before. But I don't want to go back anyway. No. Praise God. Our superior quality. It means excessive, preeminence, exceeding abundantly, above, advantage, beyond measure. Now, Jesus promised that. Now, where's the responsibility and accountability going to fall? On me. If I don't walk into that with what? Faith. If I don't believe the Word of God, I'm not going to walk into power of all of that and receive all that. But Jesus, he said, I've come to do this. And we believe that he did, don't we? So what he did is super abundant in quality and quantity above measure what the thief has done. He comes but for to steal, kill, and destroy. The word kill there in the Greek means slaughter. That's what the devil does. But we're delivered from that, correct? Yes, we belong to Jesus. And he has already given, already provided super abundance for us. Look at your neighbor and say, I am super abundantly blessed. I am abundantly blessed in quantity and quality. I have a good life, and I got plenty of stuff. Glory be to God. I don't lack for anything. Now, this is how you win this. And, you know, because if we don't engage our faith and read the Word of God and actively begin to believe the Word of God and then begin to let it be a part of us, and that's how we think, that's how we speak, that's how we act. Now, we talked Sunday about the art of being and the art of doing. We are beings of God. right? With the children of God. We are beings. I mean, that being is a position. It's a station in life. You are a human being, correct? Anybody here not a human being? I'm glad. I'm really glad about that. But we are beings of God because we were born in Him. He recreated us. We are human. We are God's beings living an abundant life. That's our station. That's who we are. Now, I'm going to have to look at myself in the mirror, and I'm going to have to start believing and saying, hey, I have all things through Christ. I'm blessed coming and going out. I've been blessed with all heavenly blessings, right? I have life in every area of my life. I have abundance in quantity and quality. Amen. That's who I am. Everybody say, that's who I am. Because, you know, we really are. That's what the Bible says. That's what God says about us. That's who, as He looks at you, He looks at you as super abundant because He's provided all of that. Now, I, for one, am not living up to my possibilities here. We all could improve, don't you think? Now, it's not all natural stuff. A lot of this is spiritual. I mean, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, and emotionally. Every area of your life, superabundance. Jesus died for all. He made us whole. Correct? Even the forgiveness of sins, which is number one. But other than that, He wants us blessed, whole, all the time. Beloved, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health. So my position, my thinking of who am I? We watched that movie up at Jan Harris tonight with the girls, The Overcomer. And the gentleman is in that couldn't see, and his daughter, I won't tell you anymore because we're going to show it here. But anyway, he asked the coach that came and said, who are you? I'm a coach. He said, is that all? He wanted him to say that I am a child of God. And that's who we really are. Your profession does not tell who you are. God says who you are. Your relationship with God, right? I'm Jimmy Doris Bryan's son, Jimmy. That is me. But I'm also now a child of God. That's your station. That's Ann and Carolyn. Anybody else, her sisters and brothers here? Took me 3 years to figure them all out. I'd go out there on Sunday afternoon. There was eight of them. I said, my God. Anyway, got them figured out. Tom and Jewel were their parents. They're Whitlocks. I was a Bryan. You were a Patterson. Good name. You had good parents. I know. I'll tell you that, buddy. You had good parents. And your mama was extra special. But anyway, that's who we are. That's our station. But we as Christians, we need to step up and get past the earthly and get to the spiritual aspect. God sees you as His. And we are. Are we not? Yes. If we're not, He may not have your name in His book. I believe He does, though. So anyway, we are beings of God. But now, beings of God are to be doers of God, doers of His word. Let's say that out loud.
Since I'm a being of God, I must be
a doer of God. Judy, did you know that your rich uncle died and left you $8 million? Yeah. Well, we're going to play a little game right here. Just suppose your rich uncle had $8 million for you and you refused to go get it. You'd be stupid. Or worse than that, you go get it and hide it under a bushel, stick it in a fruit jar somewhere, and never use it. That's extra stupid. Amen. Well, we have what at our fingertips? We have what at the mention of the name of Jesus? We have access to the heavenlies. We have access to the power of God. Let's go to Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Acts 1:8. Now we're going to do something. We realize who we are in Christ. We're more than conquerors. We know all the words and all the things that we've said for years and years and years. It's time that Jimmy begins to put them in place and begin to actually believe them. act on them, right? To a greater degree. Amen. Now I'm speaking this to all of us tonight. God's speaking to all of us tonight. Chase is speaking to you. But you shall receive power. That is miracle-working power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. That includes Oklahoma. You shall receive power to be, let's say, to be a witness. So not only are we his children, but we are empowered to actually live that way, act that way, and do what Jesus did and even greater things. Does that sound like fun to y'all? I mean, when you really think about the song, Andy, you couldn't pick out a better song for what God had intended tonight. It's just amazing how that works. The same Spirit dwells in me. If I really understood and knew, I wouldn't have any sad days. I mean, you know, I wouldn't have any hopeless days, that's for sure. Because I know Jesus is the hope of my glory. And the same Spirit that's in him is in me. Glory to God. So we're not just barely getting by, are we? Hello. You better say no, or we're going to start all over. No, I didn't. We're not just barely getting by. It may look like it in certain areas. Chris brought this out to us Sunday night. He said, we're not all, our faith is not all way up here in every area of our life, so we need to pick it all up, and we need to get it all balanced out. That's what that session was all about, was balancing out our faith so we could have hope. And that when something arises, praise be to God. I know who I am. My Father owns the universe. I'm his child. I can use the name of Jesus, and heaven stands at attention. And hail trembles, right? We know these things. Well, I'm telling you, church, we got to put them together. And we got to begin to work it. We can't just be this. We got to do this. We can't just do this and not be this. It is imperative that if we want to walk in the victory and the power of our everyday lives, in our churches, and in the body of Christ, if we want to be that witness, I got to know without a shadow of a doubt the Holy Ghost is in me, and I will. Amen? Glory to God. So, I'm a beer, and I'm a doer. Praise be to God. That's great. Let's go back to John 10:10, and we're going to stop right here. Can you do that in the Message Bible, please? John 10:10. It just clears it up even more so when we read these things. John 10:10 in the Message. Here we go. A thief is only there to steal and kill and destroy. I came so that they can have real and eternal life. More, everybody say more, and better life than they ever dreamed. Are you walking in the dreams of God? This is God's dreams for you. Because it was past, it was above our dreams. This is God's dreams. I want them to come past, don't y'all? It's going to please him. So, and it's going to take my faith to please him, to get the Word of God to be injected into my life and to begin to actually walk and talk in that area. And then as time goes on, every area of my life can come up. Anybody got in here needs, got any room to going up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Spiritually? Mentally, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, socially, emotionally, every area. But we can't blame God. I blame me. And it's not going to do anything but just take a shift of our thinking and really more of our awareness. We know this stuff. We're just aware of it. Because when you get in the car tomorrow and you're headed to work and you know you're busy, think about everything else. Just a thought for me. God, I'm made in your image. I'm your child. You love me with a passionate, dying love. And I receive everything you got for me. So I refuse to believe and say, I'm not going to do good today. I'm not going to make it today. I don't feel good today. My bank statement looks terrible. I got more bills than I got money. And okay? God can help us with all this because He said this, not me and not you and not anyone else. God said it. More and better life than they ever dreamed of. Whew. Does God love you tonight? Well, can God do that? He can do it, buddy. He's God. What if we made Him a partner in our life? Like a business partner. I mean, we're both working together instead of pulling apart. He's wanting you to go over here and say, God, I want to go deer hunting. Oh, sorry. I want to watch a ball game. That'll hit me. Shopping, ladies. Not that that's all wrong. Not at all. But if He's telling you to do something else, we need to obey the Lord. And particularly with the promises of God. Your image, who are you? If someone were to ask you tomorrow, who are you? You'd probably say, I'm Jimmy Bryan, or I'm a plumber, or but that does not define who you are. What you do does not define what you are. What you are to God is precious, born of Him, His child, and Jesus died for you and died for me. So for us to get to that next level of faith, to accomplish this coming year and the years ahead, to do the great things that we all want to do. We don't even know what they are till they get here. Are we going to be ready for them? You may want to call somebody tomorrow that's passed out on the street and dying. What are you going to do? Pray for them. Come out of there. Live in Jesus' name. Whatever it is. And I know that will. I know you will because that's what's in you. But my image of me and my image with God has got to step up. You've got to look like God and speak like Him. Amen? That don't mean you got to go by, get you a big crown and a long robe. No. It's the love that He is. God is love. Always. Okay. Now I'm going to read this in the Passion and we're going to stop. I can find it. Here it is. Verse 10. The Passion Bible says this. A thief has only one thing in mind. He wants to steal, slaughter, and destroy. But I have come to give you everything in abundance. Did he say everything? Everything in abundance. No lack. No loss. No starting over. No setback. We keep going. We just keep going. We just keep going. We're living by faith. We just keep going. Keep going. Amen? Give you everything in abundance, more than you expect. Life in its fullness until you overflow. I like to overflow. Praise God. What does that mean? It means you got so much, you're giving it all away. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah, y'all. Glory be to God. Who are you tonight? Child of God. That's who you be. A child of God with all the rights of God. He's your Father. He's given you an inheritance. You're joint heir with Jesus. Those things are mind-boggling to our mind, but we've got to get our faith caught up to our natural thinking and start thinking like God. Amen? And then, greater is He that's in me. And if the same one that raised Christ from the dead is in me, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. This is a challenge for the body of Christ. But not one that's unattainable, but one that is expected of God. He wouldn't promise all that if we couldn't do it. Amen? Look, you never say, I got some homework to do. Right. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Living in overflow. I believe what you say you'll have. Well, two of you. Some of you done checked out. Glory God. I believe what you say you get. That's what you'll have. Wonder what if we, for this coming year, we spoke, I'm living in overflow. I'm living in overflow every area of my life. And you could just keep it that simple right there. And wonder what would look like this time next year. Ann said, let's just try. As Mike Barber would say, I'll double dog dare you. He's always up to the challenge. I'll double dog dare you. Well, we've been challenged tonight by the Holy Spirit. This was nothing but what I was going to share on Harley at all. But I just, God just spoke a while ago, and then this song. And my goodness. We are where we are. And we have the power to do it. We have the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's all bring those prayer requests down, and we'll pray for those, and we'll have our little meeting, and then Ann's going to put some of you to work. Yes. No, come on, baby. Yes, you may. Dana's got something she needs to share.
For the past month or so, my daughter's been going through having some pain in her right side of her stomach and some other problems, and she's been to doctor after doctor. They thought it was gallstones. They did an ultrasound. They couldn't find any stones. This yesterday, she had a HIDA scan at the hospital, and it scanned her liver, her gallbladder, her bile ducts, and the upper part of her small intestine. It was clear. Couldn't find nothing. She was hurting so bad yesterday that she texted me. I was just about to leave the office, and she said, it hurts so bad when the pain comes. It's a constant pain, but when it sharpens, it's hard to breathe. So I started praying in the Holy Ghost. And I started praying, and the devil said, she don't believe like you do. I said, well, it's just your bad luck, devil, that she's my kid and not somebody else's.
That's right.
That just hopes she's going to get better.
Right.
And I told God in my car out loud, I said, I'm your child. You're my father. She's your child, and she's my child.
Yep.
And I'm tired of watching her suffer.
Right.
I say she is healed. And you said that whatever I say, I can have it if I say it in Jesus' name. Well, in Jesus' name, my child is healed. And I started praying in the, thank you, Sarah Beth.
Yes.
And I started praying. I prayed in the Holy Ghost all the way home from Tupelo.
Yeah.
And she was hurting bad this morning. And I said, no, she's healed. And this afternoon, she said, I'm really feeling a lot better. And I texted her just a few minutes ago. We go in the morning at 6:30. They're going to run a light down in her stomach. I texted her a few minutes ago. I said, how's your pain? She said, I don't have any. And I heard Papa Hagen over and over and over say this. He said, I can do it on my faith for a member of my immediate family one time.
Right.
So I did it on my faith.
Right.
And she's going to realize it was Jesus.
Yes.
And that'll strengthen her faith too.
And then she'll do it on her own faith next time.
Yes. Yes. So
just
accept your healing. Accept the whole healing.
Right.
Not just part of it.
Right.
Accept the whole thing.
Every area of life.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you, Dana. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, let's lay our hands on here. Go ahead, buddy. Put your hand on that. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this time tonight. Lord, we've had to share in your word. Lord, we know you're here. We thank you, Lord God, you provided for us a place in you. You made us new creatures. And Lord God, we thank you that you hadn't just placed us somewhere. You've endued us with power from on high. That we are to occupy this earth till you come. And that you have given us precious and great promises. And that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all we can even ask or think. And that Jesus, you're greater than the devil. We put our faith in you. What you've done is much greater than what the devil could do. You give us life and life more abundantly. We live in the overflow. more than we could ever dream of. So, Lord, we believe that tonight. We shift our faith, Lord God, into this. And, Lord, we put the pedal to the metal. And, Lord God, we thank you that you're going to cause good and great things to happen for us all. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask, Lord God, as we pray for these people, that the anointing of God would deliver them and set them whole, set them well. And, Lord God, that you would get the glory for it. Deliver them from all their trouble. And we give you the praise. In Jesus' name, everybody said, amen. 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 Tell somebody love them before you go.
Love you before you go.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank y'all. Thank you, buddy.